This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this week's show is Mark Duggar, Macoupin County Fair Board member. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thanks a lot, Rick.
It is fair time almost, and that's been a tradition since what, 1852,
I think. 1852, right. Oldest fair in Illinois.
And we're going to get a chance to sort of see a little something different this year concerning the fair. We've got a little different date structure and a few changes as far as the scheduling of when events are, and we're going to cover some of that first. And first off, this year's fair is Wednesday through Sunday, which is a little different.
A little different. We want to keep folks on their toes, keep them interested, keep them guessing. But yeah, July 5th through the 9th is the 2017 edition of the Macoupin County Fair. We'll be out at the fairgrounds, our normal location, just a little bit different date.
And the cost this year, those who go to the main events of the fair and things like that, what's it going to be? How is it structured this year?
Well, we're continuing our tradition. We're running the Swire's Carnival is going to be back with us. We're running that Thursday through Saturday, and that's $8 per person. That includes the parking, unlimited carnival rides, the exhibit buildings, the commercial building. Everything except the grandstand shows is covered for $8 per person. And then on Sunday, July 9th, we're running the carnival on Sunday. It's going to run from 1 to 5. That's $5 per person. You can come in on Sunday afternoon and enjoy the day. And that includes the parking, the carnival rides, the exhibit buildings, the commercial buildings, everything except the grandstand shows.
Since we have a Sunday with the fair this year, when the carnival closes, the fair is going to be closed as well on Sunday, right?
5 p.m. Sunday, everything shuts down, so you want to get out there early. Come right after church, have your Sunday dinner corn dog, and enjoy the carnival rides and the fair and the Harmon's concert.
And speaking of entertainment and all the things going on, we probably should take a look at that. And this year, we're going to kick things off on a Wednesday, not a Tuesday, and that will be harness racing, right?
Because of the 4th of July weekend, we're going to start everything off on Wednesday, July the 5th. We've got Twilight Harness Racing, $2 to get in. That covers everything. It starts at 6 p.m. on Wednesday night. That'll be the first function of the fair.
From older times, the Queen's pageant and so forth, coming up on Thursday, is going to be, it was held on a Thursday many years ago, correct?
Several years ago, it was on a Thursday. And then at that point, we saw fit to move it to the first evening of the fair. Because of the schedule changes and the different things, we've moved that to Thursday. So you're kind of sort of on the same first night of the fair, but just a little different. Thursday night worked out well. We've got the Queen, the Junior Miss, and the Little Miss contestants all at the grandstand starting at 7 p.m. that night. To get into the grandstand, it's $10. There is going to be a Illinois State Fair karaoke contest at 8 p.m. in the beer tent. It's a limit of 25 participants, and apparently you must pre-register. So lots of stuff going on Thursday evening at the fair, beginning with the Queen contest at 7 p.m.
When you talk about pre-register, is that pre-register the day of or call the fair office?
I would call the fair office to get a few more details on that. That telephone number, same as always, 854-9422. And just ask them about the karaoke contest, and they can give you all the information out there.
Also returning on Thursday night will be the Kids Corner, and lots of different things go on each year with that.
Kids Corner is coming back. We're going to have all kinds of games, contests, freebies, and more. That is, once you're on the fairgrounds, that is a free program. So have the kids go over there. They've got a whole new program set up. So we're looking forward to seeing what the surprises they have in store for us.
Friday will be the, I guess we can call it the next two nights, will be the heavy machinery. We've got the truck and tractor pulls on Friday.
Smoke and noise on Friday and Saturday nights. So that goes back to the more traditional schedule. ITPA truck and tractor pulls begin at 6:30 that evening. We've got a $10 per person admission, $20 pit pass, and that is good only for the pits. So if you buy a pit pass, you can't get in the grandstand. If you go in the grandstand, you can't get in the pits. You got to buy both tickets. So sometimes there's a little confusion on that. But those guys have done an amazing job with the tractor pull in the last several years. We're looking forward to a really good show on Friday night. Once the tractor pulls are over, head on over to the beer tent. Looks like New City Road will be playing at 8:30. So plenty going on Friday evening for folks to come out.
Saturday, we need not even say much. Demolition Derby. Everybody
Saturday
knows.
Is the Demolition Derby. I think all the entire fair board would be get hung from a high tree with a short rope if we move that one. Popular event. That's usually the best evening at the fair. A lot of folks come out to see the Demolition Derby. I know they're working hard on that, getting that all set up. That is practically an all-day event for the volunteers out there once they get started in the early afternoon. But that'll be Saturday, July 8th, 7 p.m., the Demolition Derby at the grandstand. $10 to get in, $20 pit pass. Again, pit passes is good for the pits. Grandstand price is good for the grandstand, and neither one, you have to eat one or the other. So,
and those pit passes, you got to be 16 and older, right?
You must be 16 or older to get into the pit. So, and that is purely a safety precaution. We're not trying to exclude anybody, but we want to keep the kids safe so that they'll have a good time.
And then at the beer tent Saturday night, another band?
Another band, 8:30 p.m., Off the Wall. Both these bands are come highly recommended. Supposed to be very good, and so we look forward to ending up the evenings at the beer tent with both of those bands on Friday and Saturday night.
And then again, we've already talked a little bit about it, but a rather unique event. Sunday, there will be the carnival rides. The Harmons are performing, but again, it's a short day.
It is a little bit shorter day, but it is a Sunday afternoon. Really focusing on the family on Sunday afternoon. So bring the kids out. It's an all-day, well, almost all-day event. But beginning at 1 o'clock, the carnival is going to open up. It's going to run 1 to 5. That's a $5 admission. That gets you all the carnival rides and the buildings. So we want folks to come out to it. Kids Corner will be open from 1 to 5. The Macoupin County Farm Bureau Young Farmers will be having their children's pedal tractor pull that day. Registration for that is at 2 o'clock. The children's tractor pull begin at 2:30, so that'll run all day. The Harmons, local band, big following, great bluegrass folks, they will be in the grandstand. Now, that's an extra $5 to get in the grandstand, so we want to make sure that folks are like that. But should be a great afternoon of fun family entertainment on Sunday, July 9th.
And then as an overall, just want to give a shout-out to some of the other folks. There'll be the food concessions, as well as each morning about 8 o'clock, except for Sunday, you've got all of the different animal shows with 4-H or whatever it might be.
Right, yeah. Just because the schedule's changed a little bit doesn't mean that all of the events that folks come out and support are not going to be there. We've got the swine show on Wednesday. We've got sheep judging on Thursday, beef judging on Friday. All the exhibit buildings will be open with their regular crafts. The kids' building will be up, the education building, the ag building will be open and taking admissions. The Macoupin County Food Festival will be open every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So we want folks to come out to see that. And that's about as close as home cooking as you can get. Of course, all the regular fair concessions will be out there, the corn dogs, the funnel cakes, the elephant ears, you name it, lemon shakeups, all the fun fair foods that folks look forward to coming. Again, schedule a little different, but come on out Thursday through Saturday, $8 per person. That includes the parking, the carnival rides, the building admissions. Sunday, it's $5 per person. Again, includes the carnival rides, parking, grandstand shows are extra, and those can all be found on MacoupinCountyFair.org. And we have a Facebook page, so look us up. And for those folks that enjoy that person-to-person communication, our telephone number is 854-9422.
Mark Duggar, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.